Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how is everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Anyone who tuned in yesterday knows that I put out a late rant. It was because I slept late, and I was afraid I had a small seizure during the night. If I had one, it was extremely small, and it was just enough to mess up my sleeping schedule. It didn't give me a headache or didn't cause me to chew up my tongue or chew up my lips or anything like that. It was just a small occurrence, I guess you would say. But no matter what, whatever happened, it happened and it's over with. Because I woke up at my normal time this morning. I woke up around 9 o'clock and I am getting my rant out at about the average time. It's going to be a normal day for me. There's not going to be much going on. I don't have too much to rant about. I did finish a book, though. I finished a Nicholas Sparks book. It was called Every Breath. And it was a very good book. It was a good read. Even though I can't really remember most of the details, the ins and outs of it, I read it in 2 days. It was a good read. It was something that you would just want to, I don't know if it's called binge reading. It's something you just want to tear through page by page. It was just a really good love story. I just love Nicholas Sparks. He writes really good stories. And you really can't beat 2 days entertainment for $4. I'm having some trouble with my computer this morning. My start menu won't pull up. I don't know what's doing that. I have to connect my headphones via Bluetooth through my start menu. And my start menu just wouldn't pull up. So I didn't know what to do. That's if for any reason this podcast comes out late, that's going to be the reason why. Is because I had to figure out a way to turn my headphones on. So I had to go to my settings. I had to find a way to get into my settings. And I don't remember how I did that, but I eventually got to a point where I could get to my settings and connect my headphones. I guess I'm going to have to break down and take it to a computer repair shop just to get that fixed. It's done pretty good figuring I bought it from a pawn shop over what has been a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. So it's held its own. I just wonder how much it's going to cost to get it repaired. I know those computer repair guys, they really know what they're doing, and they're worth every dollar they put into getting your PC fixed, so it's definitely going to be a price tag on it, I believe. But I'm going to go as long as I can without having to get it repaired. Let's just see how this works out. The sad thing is, with my memory, I've already forgotten how I got to my settings menu without going through the start menu. So I'm going to have to figure it out every single day. Like it's brand new, and it's going to be something that's going to give me troubles every morning, so I'm going to have to get up earlier every morning just to be able to turn my headphones on. Oh well, there's nothing wrong with getting up earlier every morning. It's definitely not bad for you. If nothing else, it gave me something to rant about. and that's all I'm really looking for every day is something to rant about. Now let's move on to some good news. I know there's some out there. Let's see if we can find some good news to brighten our day up. Here's a good story. Scientists have designed a set of green tableware made from sugarcane waste and bamboo that doesn't sacrifice on convenience or functionality and could serve as a potential alternative to plastic cups and other disposable plastic containers. Unlike traditional plastic or biodegradable polymers, which can take as long as 450 years or require high temperatures to degrade, this non-toxic, eco-friendly material only takes 60 days to break down and is clean enough to hold your morning coffee or dinner takeout. To be honest, the first time I came to the U.S. in 2007, I was shocked by the available one-time-use plastic containers in the supermarket, says corresponding author Julie Zhu of Northeastern University. It makes our life easier, but meanwhile, it becomes waste that cannot decompose in the environment. She later saw many more plastic bowls, plates, and utensils thrown into the trash bin at seminars and parties and thought, can we use a more sustainable material? 2. Find an alternative for plastic-based food containers. Zhu and her colleagues turned to bamboos and one of the largest food industry waste products, bagasse, also known as sugarcane pulp. Winding together long and thin bamboo fibers with short and thick bagasse fibers to form a tight network, the team molded containers from the two materials that were mechanically stable and biodegradable. The new green tableware is not only strong enough to hold liquids as plastic does, and cleaner than biodegradables made from recycled materials that might not be fully de-inked, but also starts decomposing after being in the soil for 30 to 45 days and completely loses its shape after 2 months. Making food containers is challenging. It needs more than being biodegradable, said Zhu. On one side, we need a material that is safe for food. On the other side, the container needs to have good wet mechanical strength and be very clean, because the container will be used to take hot coffee, hot lunch. The researchers added alkyl ketene dimer, a widely used eco-friendly chemical in the food industry, to increase oil and water resistance of the molded tableware, ensuring the sturdiness of the product when wet. With the addition of this ingredient, the new tableware, which is currently still in the development stage, outperformed commercial biodegradable food containers such as other bagasse-based tableware and egg cartons in mechanical strength, grease resistance, and non-toxicity. The tableware the researchers developed features in the journal Matter and comes with another advantage, a significantly smaller carbon footprint. The new product's manufacturing process emits 97% less CO2 than commercially available plastic containers and 65% less CO2 than paper products and biodegradable plastic. The next step for the team is to make the manufacturing process more energy efficient and bring costs down even more to compete with plastic. Although the cost of cups made out of the new material is 2 times lower than that of biodegradable, traditional plastic cups are still slightly cheaper. It is difficult to forbid people to use one-time-use containers because it's cheap and convenient, says Zhu, but I believe one of the good solutions is to use more sustainable materials, to use biodegradable materials to make these one-time-use containers. Now, me personally, I'm not a big proponent of paper plates. I don't mind washing dishes. But I don't eat out a lot either, but I know a lot of Americans and a lot of the world does, and with eating out comes takeout plates. And it would just be great if all of those takeout plates were biodegradable. I just think this is a great idea, and I think this is good news. Let's see if we can find some more. This is definite good news here. An Arkansas school district saved so much money from switching to solar power for their buildings, they were able to bump up their teacher salaries and eliminate their budget deficits. The Batesville School District in Arkansas switched to solar power in 2017 when, following an audit by an energy efficiency company called Integrity, they discovered they were spending $600,000 a year on electricity between six school buildings while simultaneously running a $250,000 budget deficit. Batesville Superintendent Michael Hester, who knew faculty pay was low, causing a quick staff turnover, took out a bond to help finance a switch from conventional electric power to renewable energy in the form of 1,400 PV solar panels. In just 3 years, Hester's gamble turned a $250,000 budget deficit into a $1.8 million surplus, which he used to raise teachers' pay and even the test scores of their district as a result of being able to hold on to quality teachers. The surrounding districts proceeded to follow Hester's example and install solar panels themselves. Living near a coal-fired plant set to close in a decade, the administrators were worried what public opinion might be regarding the switch. But instead, they found a sympathetic populace who understood, according to one report, that solar power represented the jobs of the future. Batesville joins a number of other school districts nationwide who are switching to solar power. At the end of 2019, in the U.S., 5.3 million children attended schools powered by solar electricity. My opinion on this is, anything that can turn a $250,000 budget deficit into a $1.8 million surplus in 3 years is a good thing. This is definitely good news. Let's move on to some celebrity birthdays. Singer Joe Walsh turns 73 today. Actress Bo Derek turns 64. Actress Sean Young turns 61. Actress Ming Na Wen turns 57. Actor Joel McHale turns 49. Singer Dierks Bentley turns 45. And actress Jaina Lee Ortiz turns 34. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, I had a little bit of trouble with my computer today. I'm hoping it won't be that much trouble tomorrow, but we'll find out. I'm just going to have to get up just a little earlier just to figure out how to get into my settings again. If nothing else, I got out a rant, and I got out some good news, and some celebrity birthdays. That's all I try to do. And I just thank you for tuning in. And know that as long as I'm feeling well, I'll do it all again tomorrow. So again, I thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.